Okay, good morning, everyone, and happy Maseches Pesachim to you. Mazel Tov on the Nesiim and Erevin. And we are excited to start the brand new Maseches Pesachim, which is going to take us right up until tomorrow morning. Good morning, David. Good morning, Dovzy. And 4 days before Pesach is when we will complete, Bez Hashem, with Hashem's help, Maseches Pesachim. And good morning, Noah. So excited to have all of you with us for Maseches Pesachim. One of the things that everyone talks about, why Maseches Pesachim is called Pesachim, in the plural, apparently in the olden days, Pesachim was actually divided into two Masechtas. The first four and number 10 was one Masechta, that was called Pesach Rishon, and then 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9 was called Pesach Sheni. Others say, no, because we have a Pesach Rishon and a Pesach Sheni. Whatever the answer is, that's why it's called Pesachim, in the plural. Okay, let's jump right into Maseches Pesachim. Of course, Maseches Pesachim, the beginning, discusses the laws of Bedika, Bittel, and Bir. I should say Bedika and Bir on one side and Bittel on the other side. These are the two ways you can get rid of chametz before Pesach. Check for it and destroy it, whatever you find, and do Bittel. You mentally nuke. You will mentally, good morning, Dr. Joe. Good morning, Mordechai. You mentally nuke everything that's in your possession. You could sort of mentally discount it. You could have a piece of cake sitting on your table. You look at it and you say, I hereby consider this piece of cake null and void, and you don't violate Bayiro, Bayimatze. Fasting. So we're going to talk about all these things in today's shiur. But first, let's get right into it. Says the Mishnah, the entire shiur today is going to be discussing this one word, or. Or Larba Asa, the Gemara presents two opinions what this means, either the day of the 14th or the night of the 14th. Now, we all know we do it on the night of the 14th, so that's the way we paskin. But or means light. So the Gemara is going to present an opinion that seems to say that or means day. So let's begin. We're going to go through the daf, and then we're going to do the tosis at the end of the daf. So let's see. Or Larba Asa, which we know it means the night of the 14th, so you check for chametz the night of the 14th, the Erev Pesach. You check for chametz using the light of a candle. If it's a place that you don't bring chametz there, so you're not obligated to check it. So then why does the Mishnah at the end say that you actually have to check two rows of the wine cellar? I would think a wine cellar is not a place. Wine is kosher lePesach. So why in the world would you have to check a wine cellar for chametz? The Gemara says, Makom shemachnisim bo chametz. It's talking about a case, the Gemara is going to explain, where the waiter comes in to the wine cellar carrying some bread. So it's a place that could possibly have chametz. Beishamay omrim. So the Gemara, the Mishnah presents a dispute. How much of the wine cellar do you have to check? Beishamay omrim. Shtei shuros al pnei kol hamartef. The two upper levels, width and length of wine barrels, Beisil Omrim, Shteshuas Achitzonas Shein El Yonos. The two upper outer levels of barrels. The Gemara is going to explain exactly which levels we are talking about. Now again, I'll call your attention already right now. There's a Rashi that Tosas talks about. Take a look at Rashi in the second line. Bodkin Rashi Shalo Yavarlov Bayura Bayimatze. Why do you check for chametz? This prevents Bayir Rabbi Yamatzi. And Tosa says, wait a second, but you got to do Bittel. Bittel gets you out of Bayir Rabbi Yamatzi. So what's Rashi talking about? So Tosa says, no, Bedika's got nothing to do with Bayir Rabbi Yamatzi. Bedika is, we're afraid, even after you do Bittel, we're afraid you're going to come to eat it. So that's why you got to get rid of it. Why we only do Bedika's chametz, but we don't do Bedika's pig in the house? We don't do Bedika's basa b'chalav? Because since chametz, you eat it all the rest of the year, so we're more afraid that people are going to eat the chametz, or because once the Torah was machmir by having bayir b'yimatze, there's no iser bayir b'yimatze by pig. So once the Torah said there's a bayir b'yimatze, so we want to make sure that you, so it's like a siog do raisa. So bedikas chametz, bayir b'yimatze is a siog do raisa. Some say it's a, even though usually only the rabbis make fences, but Rav Yosef Engel says that bayir b'yimatze is like a siog do raisa. The Torah itself puts a fence around itself. Not only are you not allowed to eat the chametz, you're not even allowed to have it in the house. It's like the Torah itself makes a fence. It's one of those strange, he counts about 20 cases in Shas where the Torah itself makes a fence. But once the Torah already asked her that you're not allowed to own it, So therefore, we say we want you to get rid of it as well. The Ran has a defense for Rashi, right? Rashi says, the Ran says, no, even just doing bedika and beer, even if you don't do bittel at all, that gets you out of bayira, bayi matzah also. Maybe you missed some chametz. No. Once you checked, the Ran says, Rashi means, once you checked and you burnt whatever you found, even if stuff that you didn't find, you don't value by Rabbi Yamatzi on that. That's what Rashi means. Why? Because you have a chazakah, you've established the house as muchzik, as not having chametz. So even once you do bedika and beer, so you won't violate by Rabbi. That's what Rashi means, that you do bedika. That either one, right? The Rashi says either one. Either you do bittel, gets you out of Rabbi Yamatzi, or you do bedika and beer, that gets you out of Bayura and Baal Yimatzeh, that you can't own. Even though the Torah says you're not allowed to Baal Yira, Baal Yimatzeh, I'm throwing around these terms, assuming everybody knows what I'm talking about, I apologize. But Baal Yira, Baal Yimatzeh means that that you're not allowed to own chametz, right? The Torah says, Lo Yira Elcha chametz, V'lo Yimatzeh b'chol batechem, Shivas Yom So Lo Yimatzeh b'vatechem. So the Torah says you're not allowed to see chametz, and you're not allowed to own it. You know, it can't be found. But it doesn't mean seeing. The Gemara says it means owning. What it means is you're not allowed to own. We all know you're not allowed to own chametz. Baal Yira, Baal Yimatzeh. Two isurim that not only you're not allowed to eat the chametz, but you're not even allowed to own it. So Rav Yosef Engel points out that this is one of the few rare cases where the Torah builds a fence around itself. Usually the rabbis build a fence. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Says the Gemara, my or, now the whole rest of the daf is just going to discuss this word or. Do you do bedikas chametz the night of the 14th, or you do it during the day? My or, well, what does it mean or? Rav Huna Amar Nage. Rav Huna says it means the day. Rav Huna says you do bedikas chametz the morning of the 14th when it's broad daylight outside. So you could see, it makes sense. That's when you should check, when it's light around the house. Or lar ba'asar, the daylight. Or means light. So Rav Huna says you check during the day, the morning of the 14th. Rabbi Yudoma, no, the night before, lele, like we do. It means the night before. Says the Gemara, kasaka daitach, demandoma nage nage mamish. At first glance, the Gemara thinks day means mamish, you check during the day. Demandoma lele, lele mamish, and night means you check during the night. So now the Gemara is going to begin with three opening questions against Rav Yehuda, who says that or means night. Come on, or doesn't mean night, or means day. Three opening questions. Meisvei. Haboker or v'hanashim shulchu. Pasuk says that Yosef sent his brothers in the morning. Haboker or, the morning was day. And v'hanashim shulchu, alma or yamamahu. So it sounds like or means day. Says the Gemara, no. And this is going to be one of the main themes of the Gemara. Or doesn't mean day, it means shines. The light of the morning shone. Answers the Gemara, miksiv ha'or boker. It doesn't say or is day, is morning. Haboker or ksiv. It means the morning shone. The morning sun shone. Kaman d'omar tzafra naha. Like people like to say, oh, the sun is shining. Or the morning sun is shining. Uchad Rabbi Yehuda Marav. And this is coming to teach the din of Rabbi Yehuda Marav. D'omar Rabbi Yehuda Marav. La'olam yikanis adam b'chi tov. V'yetze b'chi tov. A person should always go into the house at night while it's still light and go out to travel while it's also light. Don't go traveling in the dark because robbers and bandits or some Rishonim say you're gonna trip and fall in craters and potholes and wells and stuff. So a person should always go out with Kitov, Ayar Elokimasa or Kitov. Always go out, come in at night while it's still light and go out only after it is light. That's the extra Chiddush. That's question number one. Question number two. Meisvei, another question is Yehuda, ucha or boker yizrach shemesh. When it's the light of day, that's when the sun comes out. What's the simple pshat? The Gemara thinks this means that when the tzaddikim go from the darkness of this world into olam haba, it's going to be a bright light for the tzaddikim. Alma or yamamahu. So you see, or means day. Answer the Gemara, no. Miksiv or boker. It doesn't say or is day. It says uchior boker ksiv. That olam haba is going to be so bright, even early in the morning, it's going to be so bright like even when it's later in this world. Uchior ksiv. This is what it means. Uchior boker ba'olam hazeh ke'en zrichas shemesh l'tzadikim l'olam haba. That in this world, it just starts to get light. The next world, it's going to be mamish so powerfully strong. Even though by us, early in the morning, it only starts to get light, the light in the next world is going to be, for the tzaddikim, is going to be so bright. It's going to be strong like the Or Boker, like when it begins to get light in this world, that time is going to be a tremendously strong, powerful light for the tzaddikim in the next world. Third kasha, Meisvei, Vayikra Elokim La'or Yom. Come on, black on white, God called Or Day. Alma Or Yomamu. Answer the Gemara, no, same thing. Hakkara, Lemeiru Ba Kira'o Yom. As it got light, it doesn't mean that Hashem called the light day. It means he summoned the light to come out in the morning. Not he called it, it's not a noun, but he summoned the light to shine in the morning. Says the Gemara, I don't like that answer. Elamayata, v'lachoshech kara laila. What are you going to say? That God summoned the darkness, l'machshech uba kara laila, as it got dark? Right, I'm sorry, the first pshat of the Gemara said, as it got light, he called it day. What do you mean? But as it got light, meaning to say that the day starts already at alos. Says the Gemara, what? As it got dark, you're going to call that night? El me'at, l'acho shekar laila, l'mach shekoba, as it got dark, he called it night kar laila. V'kaimelon, da'ad seizek kacham yumamahu. We passed him, we learned the Maseches Brachos together, that all the way up until tseis, it's still considered to be day. So you can't say, as it gets dark, it's called night. So the Gemara says, no, this is what I said before. El hachkam, this is what it means. Kari rachmana lenohor paktim and sasdiyoma. God summoned the light. Kara doesn't mean he called it day. It means he summoned the light and told it, you're in charge of the day. V'kari rachmana l'chashocha. Not that he called darkness night, but he summoned the dark and said that the dark should be v'kari rachmana l'chashocha paktim and sasdiyoma. And said, darkness, you're in charge of night. So the Gemara got tired. It asked three questions against Rav Yehuda, so we got tired of challenging Rav Yehuda. So now the Gemara says, let's challenge Rav Huna, who says that Or means day. Let's challenge him. We're going to show that Or means night. Meisivei. The Gemara asks a question against, right? Meisivei always means a question against an Amora from a Tana. I shouldn't say that. 999 times out of 1,000, it means a question from a Mori against Adam, but it always means a question from a higher source on a lower source. That's Meisvei, always. 999 times out of 1,000, it's a question from a Tana, a Mishnah or a Brisa against an Amora. So here you have the Amora Rav Huna said that Or means day, and the Gemara is going to challenge it from a Pasuk. Whoa, this is one of the 1,000. Wow, this is the one out of 1,000. It's not a question from a Mishnah or Brisa. Meisvei. Hallelujah, kol kochvei Or. Who has to praise God? The stars of the Or. What does Or mean? Or means night. So how could you, Rav Huna, say Or means day? Alma Or, Urtahu. So you see Or means night. Urta in Aramaic means night. Answer the Gemara Chikama, no. Halu kol kochavim hami'irim. No, it means all the, not the stars of night. It means the stars who give light have to praise Hashem. So the Gemara, really? Only those stars have to praise Hashem. El me'ata. Kochavim amiru d'boi shabuche. She'edimim lo boi shabuche. Only the stars that shine have to praise God. But the stars that don't shine don't have to praise God. Did you know there apparently there are stars that don't shine? I didn't know that. But she'edimim lo boi shabuche. V'haksiv halu kol tzivav. Everybody up there has got to praise God. Whether you shine or you don't shine. Mar says, you're right. That's not what I meant. Elah kamash malan. No, everybody has to praise God, but the chiddush is that even the light of stars is halachically considered to be light. Lamainaf kamina, who cares whether the light of stars is halachically considered to be light? Lamainaf kamina. Whenever you need an afkamina, this is always the afkamina. Whenever you think that this thing has absolutely no relevance to halacha, yeah, right? You can say, my name is Kamenetsky. What's an afkamina? If I swear that my name is Kamenetsky, do I have to bring a carbon? Yeah, swearing is the universal nafkamina. That's what the Gemara says. Lenoder min ha'or. If a guy swears, I'm not going to benefit from light. So is he allowed to benefit from the light of the stars? Oh, that's the shaila. Lenoder min ha'or. Disanya hanoder min ha'or. Right, we say this is a watch. What's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is if I swear that this is a watch, is it? Do I have to bring a carbon or not? Yeah, the swearing is the universal nafkamina. Lenoa de minar, disanya hanoa de minar, if a guy swears not to benefit from light, aser ba'oren shel kochavim. So you're not even allowed to benefit from the light of the stars. That is halachically considered to be light. Okay, we got tired. We asked three questions against Rav Yehuda, one against Rav Huna. Now we're going back to challenge Rav Yehuda again. We took a break, but now we're going to go back to challenge Rav Yehuda again. So the Mefarshim say, why did it go out of order over here? Well, we'll see in a second. So let's see. So now we're going back to asking against Rav Yehuda again. Meisve, Pasuk says in Iov, La'or Yakum Rotseach, Yiktal Ani Ve'evyon, Uvalayla Yehike Ganav. That the killer finds people out in the streets to kill poor people, to kill them and take their money during the day. La'or Yakum Rotseach, Yiktal Ani Ve'evyon. He kills the poor people to steal their money. Uvalayla, nobody's around. What's he going to do? Uvalayla Yehike Ganav. He breaks and enters into people's houses like a ganav. So again, la'or, you see, or means day. Hamidukamar uva laila yeke ganav. It's contrasting or with laila. So at night is alma or yamamahu. So you see, or means day and not night. Answer the Gemara. The Gemara is teaching us here a chiddush that we learned in Maseches Sanhedrin. No, or doesn't mean day. Hasam hachi kamar. Or does not mean day. What the pasuk means is like this. If it's clear to you like the light of the sun, like the light of the day, that this guy is coming to kill you, then you could assume this guy who's breaking and entering into your house is going to kill you. If you're sure he's going to kill you, he's considered to be a killer, and you are allowed to kill him first if he's breaking and entering into your house. The famous halacha of Baba Machteres. V'imisapkel and milsa kalelia. However, this is the way Rashi learns. If it's your father coming to break and enter into your house to steal from you, so you don't think your father, you're not sure that your father, if it's a suffix to you whether he's going to kill you, namely your father, who's probably not going to kill you, it's a suffix. Yebenechen kaganav, so don't treat him like a killer, just treat him like a robber. Velonita natsil benafsho. And therefore, you're not allowed to kill him first because he's probably not coming to kill you. A little bit of background over here. Right, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, in the 8th parak of Sanhedrin, that the Gemara says, the case of Baba Machteres, that we assume the Gemara there says that anybody who breaks and enters knows that anyone is going to be willing to fight to the death to protect his money. I don't know, it doesn't apply to me. Somebody breaks and enters into my house, I'm saying, just take whatever you want, get the heck out of here as quickly as you possibly can. I'm not gonna fight the guy. But the Gemara says that in the times of the Gemara, people would fight to the death to protect their property. So, and I know people like that. There are people like that. I'm just not one of them. But most people, the Gemara says, if somebody breaks into your house, you're not going to let them take everything in your house. You're going to fight to the death. Yeah, if he starts going after my kids, that might be a different story. But if he just wants my money, take whatever you want. I got nothing to hide here. Take it all. Anyway, bully I and her, right? Anyway, but the Gemara says that if someone breaks into your house, you're going to, so every ganav knows that a person, so the ganav is coming to kill. He's coming to kill. Now again, he's only coming to kill because he knows you're going to kill, but he's instigating. So he's coming to kill. So since he's coming to kill, you're allowed to kill him first. But when a father comes against the son, we assume fathers love their kids a lot more than kids love fathers. So therefore, we have here a bunch of fathers and sons listening over here. So fathers love the sons a lot more than sons love the fathers. So therefore, if a father comes to break and enter against the kid is not allowed to kill the father. Now, there's a difficulty with the way Rashi learns the Gemara over here. Rashi says the first half is talking about a regular person. If it's obvious that he's going to kill you, like by a regular person, it's obvious that he's going to kill you. So then you kill him. But if it's your father, where it's not obvious, then you don't kill him. So Tosis in Sanhedrin asks against this Rashi. If you look in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, it doesn't say that way. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, every normal person, you assume he's going to kill you. Minas Suffolk, you're allowed to kill him. The father, Minas Suffolk, you're not allowed to kill because you assume he's not going to kill. So therefore, if you look in Tosis over here on top of Beis and Beis, Omer Rivio, the high crub Av. No. The whole pasuk's talking about a father, which means only if it's obvious, if it's obvious that the father has previous beef with the kid, if it's obvious to you that the father is coming to kill, then you kill the father. But if it's not obvious, you always assume the father is not going to kill. The whole thing's talking about the father. So the Marsha over there in Sanhedrin defends Rashi and says, that's what Rashi means also. Rashi means, some people you assume they're going to kill, and therefore you could kill them. But a father, you assume he's not going to kill unless you know for sure that he is going to kill. So at the end of the day, the Maharsha says Rashi meant the same thing as Tosas, but Rashi just doesn't say it so clearly. But what Rashi means is that a stam person, you assume he's going to kill. So even if it's a suffik, you kill a stam person. And a father, if it's a suffik, you don't kill him unless you know bavadai that he's coming to kill. So it boils down to the same thing as Tosas. It's just a little bit weird that Rashi doesn't exactly say the same thing, and Tosas disagrees. Okay, let's continue. Meisve, question number 5 against Rav Yehuda. If you're keeping score at home. Meisve, Yechshu kochvei nishbo, yikav la'or v'ayin, v'al yireh ba'afapei shachar. Eov is cursing the day that he was born. He says, I wish the morning of that light of that day that I was born would never happen. Because he had tremendous, tremendous tzaras in his life. He lost all his kids. He lost all his property. He's cursing. Yechshechu koshvei nishbo. Yikav la'or v'ayin. At night, I'm going to look for the day and let it not come. Umidikam yikav la'or am or yamamu. So you see, light, or means day. Says Gemara, no. Hasa melu dekol light le'eov l'mazle. Eov is cursing his mazel. Omar, Yehei Rava de Litzpe Hach Gavad de Lenhor Velolish Kachay. No, he's just saying, I wish that I would have looked to the daylight of my first day on earth and not being able to find it. But not that or means day, it means to look towards the light of my first day. Mesvei. Question number 6 against Rav Yehuda. Va'omer ach choshech yishuveni v'layla or ba'adeni. David HaMelech said that when Avimelech, whenever I was chasing after me, I thought my whole life was going to be darkness. And then Hashem saved me. It turned into light. It turned into day. V'layla or ba'adeni. My night turned into day. Alma or yamamu. He says, no, hasamach kamar, David. No, he's not talking about that at all. Ani amarti ach choshech yishuveni l'olam ba'bo shedom l'yom. I thought olam ba'bo is like day. And I thought because of my sin with Bathsheba that my Olam Haba was going to be darkness. Olam Haba is really called day. It's light. But for me, it's going to be darkness. Achshav, now that Hashem forgave me for my sin with Bathsheba, Ha'olam Hazesh Yodom Alayla, even this world, which is like night, or Ba'adeni, it's light for me even in this world because I got Kapara. Why is this world called night and the next world is called day? And Mesillas Yesharim writes, that this world is called night because this world is foggy, it's unclear, we can't see clearly in this world. What we think is right is really wrong, what we think is wrong is right. This world, we don't have clarity in this world. In Olam Haba, we're going to have clarity. Here, oftentimes, the Yetzer Hara makes things that are good seem like bad, and it makes bad seem like good. You have to fight through the darkness of this world to be able to see clearly. That's what David HaMelech says. The Olam Hazeh is Doima Lelaila. Right? The Pasuk says, Tashas Choshech Vihi Laila. Gemara says, "Ze olam azeh shadoim lelaila." That this world is considered like darkness. We need the light of Torah to shine us the way. So we're done with 6 questions on Rav Yehuda and 1 against Rav Huna. So we don't want Rav Huna to feel badly. So we go back and now ask question number 2 on Rav Huna. Meisvei, Rav Yehuda omer bodkin or arba asar uva arba asar shachris uva shas habir. So you have to check 3 times. Check for chametz. The night of the 14th, the morning of the 14th, and right before the Zman HaBior, the Mishnah is going to say later on. So you see, or means the night before. Says the Gemara, Shema Mina. Yeah, it's a good proof. Or means night. After we ask the second Kasha against Rav Huna, even though we had 6 Kashas against Rav Yehuda, but even after the second Kasha, Gemara says, yeah, this Kasha you can't get out of. It's a good raya. But we're not satisfied with this raya. We're not satisfied with this raya. Even though the Gemara proves it, the Gemara looks for more rayas. Says Rabbeinu Chananel, we just look for more rayas. Rabbeinu David says, just one place by itself, since you had so many, since Or, the simple pshat of Or means day, just based on one source, it's not going to be enough. So Rabbeinu David says the Gemara doesn't suffice. By the Rabbeinu David, you're going to be hearing Rabbeinu David a lot. He's a Talmud of the Ramban. Rabbeinu David only wrote on Psachim, so you can hear a lot of Rabbeinu David. So he's one of the major Rishonim on Psachim. So Rabbeinu David says over here, we're not satisfied. Or means light. Come on. So just one proof that Or means nine is not enough. Meisve, question number three against Rav Huna. From when on the 14th are you not allowed to do malacha? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer Mishas Ha'or. From the time of Or. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishas Neitzachama. Ha'Neitzachama. Sunrise. Amalei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Rabbi Yehuda. V'chihechan matzi niyom shemekzasa asa basiyas malacha matzasa muta basiyas malacha. How could it be that part of the day is asa? You're saying Neitz. How could it be that part of the day is asa and part of the day is mutter? Amalei. What do you mean? Half the day you're allowed to eat chametz until midday, till 12, and Erev pays allowed to eat chametz. After 12, you're not. So you see the days already split. So I say until Nates, you could do malacha, but after Nates, you can't. Now, what does Or mean here? Mi dekam Rabbi Yehuda, mishas ha-Nates ha-chama, alma Or, dekam Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Or tohu. If Rabbi Yehuda says Or means Nates, presumably Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Or means the night before. That's when he can't do malacha from the night before. Says Gemara, lo, my or, omod ha-shachar. No. Or doesn't mean the night before. It means dawn. Says Gemara, ihachi. So then what was Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's tain against Rabbi Yehuda? The kar malay, heichan matzini yom shem mekitzasa mutter basiyas malacha, mekitzasa asa basiyas malacha. He yelled at him, oh, how could you have part of the day mutter? But to him also part of the day, the night before is mutter. Name it yul and avshe, he should say it to himself. If you tell me Or means dawn, so even he permitted malacha last night on the 14th. We know in Judaism the day follows the night. So what's he yelling at Rabbi Yehuda? He has the same time on himself. Says Gemara Hakigamar. Bishlam alididi. No, to me it makes great sense. We've seen a lot of places that the night is different than the day, like by Tainus. Ashkachna de Kopalgi Rabbana min Yimam alalelia. Tisanya gabe Tainus tzibur ad masai ochel vishosa. By Tainus Tzibur, we say, how long can a person eat and drink? Until Alos, on a Tainus. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, same opinion. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ad Kros HaGever, a little earlier than that, until the rooster crows, a little bit before Alos. El Didach, but according to you, where do we see the day starting from Nates, that they split up before Nates and after Nates? Amalei. So he answered him, no, who asked me your chirshim? But you see this day, you're allowed to eat chametz till 12, and you're not allowed to eat chametz after 12. So you see this day is already split, so I'm splitting the Issa Malacha from Nates. Ask the Gemara, Shaper Kamalei Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Elazar. Sounds like he had a good taina from the chametz. Hachi Kamalei, no, Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar will respond to that claim as follows. Aminu lachana malacha derabana vat amistli chametz doraisa. I get how by a doraisa you could split the day in two. But you're telling me by the Issa Malacha, which is only Nissa Darabana on Erev Pesach, you're going to split the day in two? The Ad Hocha Asar Rachmana, Ad Hocha Shar Rachmana. The Torah says, Ach, Chalik, that you're only allowed to eat chametz up until 12. So the Torah can distinguish within a day. But the rabbis, why would the rabbis distinguish? V'idach, how's Rabbi Yehuda going to answer that? Shos Darabana. No, we know even the rabbis forbade some of the hours of chametz, right? The rabbis added on, even though midoraisa you're not allowed to eat chametz from 12, from midday, the rabbi said you're not allowed to benefit from it starting at the beginning of the sixth hour, and you're not allowed to eat it already. You're not allowed to in the fifth hour. You're allowed to benefit, and even in the fourth hour, you're not allowed to eat after the fourth hour. You're not allowed to eat the chametz midrabbanan. So even midrabbanan the rabbis split it up. Respond to that. No, hachaku dov rabbanan l'doraisa. That's not really the rabbis making a distinction. That's just an addition onto the din doraisa. The rabbis just made an extra hachaka. They were afraid people get confused and they're not going to know exactly where the sun is, so they're going to think it's still. They got plenty of time, and really, it's already going to be past chatzos. Okay, meisve. So now we're going to ask another question against Rav Huna, who said that Or is day. We're trying to prove that R is night. We need more rayas. Ein masi and masuas el al chodesh nibras man alakacho. They would light fires at the top of the mountains to tell the people in Golos, or throughout Eretz Yisrael and in Golos, that today was Rosh Chodesh. When would they do it? If they were Mekadesh the 30th day, which really was the first. So the night after the 30th, they used to light the fires. The Emasai Masi and Masos, when would they light the fires? Le'or Iburo. Le'or, the Mishnah says, when would they light the fires? Brisa, it's a Brisa. Le'or Iburo. The night after the leap day, meaning day 30. Leap day. Then Le'or Iburo. The night after it. Alma or Urtahu. So this is Raya number two, that or means night. Says the Gemara, Shema Amina. It's a good proof. You're right. Proof number two, that or means night. One more line. Meisve. The Bnei Yeshiva asked the Kasha. Haya omid kala laila. Umakiv ala mizbeach. Le'ora ton kidichidai raglaim. A guy was sitting and being makriv karbanos on the mizbeach all night long. So if he's still doing the avod in the morning, la'ora, in the morning, ton kiddush yadayim raglayim, he has to wash his hands and feet again, because the new day requires a new washing, even though he didn't have any hefsek in the avodah. Divrei Rebbe. So you see, or means day, not night. Answer the Gemara, ora shiny. Yeah, you're right. Ora means day, but or could still mean night. While we have a few extra minutes here, let's go back and just see this first Tosis, because it's a world-famous Tosis. Beis Amud Aleph, just a few minutes left. Let's see this world-famous Tosis. Or lar ba'asa bodkin esachomitz, perish a kuntris, shelo lavra alav b'vayiro b'yimotze. Rashi says the reason for bedika is not to violate b'yiro b'yimotze. The kasha l'ri, kevin d'tzarech bittel, since we know, even if you do bedika, you still have to do bittel for the stuff that you didn't see. And we're going to learn later on in Daf Dalet that Bittel gets you out of Bayir HaBayir Matzah by itself. So what's Rashi talking about that Bedikas Chometz gets you out of Bayir HaBayir Matzah? Bittel gets you out of Bayir HaBayir Matzah. Amai Yitzri Chacham Bedika Klal, why the rabbi requires Bedika? Venir Lerid. So again, we said the Ran responded, the Rashi holds that it's either or, you have the choice. Either Bittel can get you out of Bayir HaBayir Matzah, or Bedika plus Beer can get you out of Bayir HaBayir Matzah, because you have a chazaka. Once you do Bedika, even if there was other stuff that you didn't find, you don't violate Bayir HaBayir because the rabbis, because they didn't, the Torah wasn't given to Malachi Asharis. That's some of the Rishonim say. Once you check the best that you can, whatever you didn't get to, you don't violate. You have a chazaka, somchen al chazakas. The Torah wasn't given to Malachi Asharis. You don't gotta spend 17 hours checking your house for chametz. Check your house, do the normal Bedika, check it, make sure there's nothing there, and that's it. But Tosas has a different shot. V'nira l'ri, da'avagav d'sagi b'bitl ba'alma, even though, you're right, bitl gets out of Bayir HaBayir Matzah, hechmir chacham libdol chametz levar shelo yovel la'ochlo. The rabbi said, you got to get rid of the chametz anyway, because you're afraid, even if you do a bit of what, you're going to hold Pesach on your desk, you're going to leave a 9 Entenmann's cheese buns, you're going to leave them right on your desk. You can learn, say, Erev Pesach, I'm hereby nuking this is like the dust of the earth. And then the next day, you're going to still see those cheese, oh, it's really the dust of the earth. You know, after 4 days of eating matzah, you're going to say, oh, it's still sitting there on your desk. You don't violate by your own say, oh, this is real like the dust of the earth. Oh, you nuked it. You made it like the dust of the earth. So the rabbis were afraid, even though you mentally nuked it, but if it's still going to be sitting there on your desk, we're afraid you're going to come to eat it. You're going to, in a moment of weakness, after like 6 days of matzah pizza, you're going to finally say, maybe it's time to have some Entenmann's cheese buns. So the Chachamim were machmir, so it's not like Rashi says to not violate Bayir HaBayir Matzah. It's shelo yavo la'ochlo. V'chein mashal l'kamada Bayir HaBayir Matzah. V'atam shechmiru kan tfei mi b'shari suriyana. Why are they more machmir here? Right? You don't have to get the pig out of your house. Midrabbani, you probably do have to get the pig out of your house. But midrabbani didn't make you get rid of it. Because chametz is mutter the rest of the year, so we're afraid you're going to eat it. But pig, we're not afraid you're going to eat, so you don't have to get that out of the house. There's no din of bedikas pig, because everybody knows you're not allowed to eat pig. But you got to ready to get rid of the 9 Entenmann's cheese buns, because that, you're allowed to eat the whole rest of the year. And furthermore, it's also an Isser Kares. And then Tosa says, that he quotes this idea of Siog Dorais, I mentioned before, Yosef Engel says, that Bayir HaBayir Matzah is worse, because there's an Isser Kares, so it's like a Siog Dorais. Okay. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining. I hope we get this big crowd every day of Pesachim. It's great to see the big crowd. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning was dedicated to Leah Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Svi, Ben Harav Yosef. Everyone should have a wonderful day.